Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. We all know that the glorious Quran has a very specific and important position in the lives of us Muslims. And it is, you know, been reported in traditions the importance of learning it, the importance of reciting it, the importance of listening to it. There are even some traditions that tell us how much to recite, something to tell us when to recite, and so on and so forth. So in the tradition that we will mention today, two important things of the Holy Quran are mentioned in this tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So the Holy Prophet is reported to have said that the person who recites the Holy Quran or the glorious Quran, yani the Qari, so the Qari al-Quran, that person who recites, right? So that person who recites, obviously when he's reciting, there may be certain individuals in that particular gathering who are listening to him, whoever that person may be. So therefore we see that the Holy Quran is not something that should just be recited, you know, alone. You know, it is good to let others also listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran based on this tradition. Because Holy Prophet says that not only does the Qari of the Quran, the reciter, get thawab, but also that person who listens to it gets the sawab that is equal to the person who is reciting it. So what is the tradition? The Holy Prophet said that the one who recites the Quran, the Qari, and the one who listens, the mustami', that is listened to the Holy Quran, they will have an equal share in the reward of that act where the Holy Quran is being recited. And here we can see that it is not only the recitation of the Holy Quran that has merit to it, it is also the listening. For even the words of the Holy Quran, which is a reality, they are not just words. This is something that we need to exit from ourselves. Just to think that the Holy Quran is a book like any other book whose words are just, you know, have a wordy existence. This is a logical term. A wordy existence. I mean, it's just made of lines and dots. No. The words of the Holy Quran are attached to a specific reality. Now, reading that reality, or rather reading the Holy Quran, takes a person to that reality. Listening to the Holy Quran also takes a person to that reality. So both have merit and both should be done, inshallah. Hence we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who recite the Holy Quran, who listen to the Holy Quran, and more importantly, practice upon the teachings that are found within the glorious Quran. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد